I followed all of the rules, completely expecting to share my testimony on behalf of Human Life of Washington, the noted statewide expert, state affiliate of National Right to Life Committee, protecting human life since 1968. And yet my testimony was overlooked. I don't know why. I also had the inkling that what happened was we now have to post our testimonies online. There was a lot of details. We're the only organization that actually cited with notable groups like the FDA, the Federal Food and Drug Administration, U.S. Supreme Courts, full of citations, best available science, OBGYN groups, et cetera, et cetera. And so we are giving substantive content for consideration. And yet we did not have that opportunity. This is a sad, and mostly because women will not have that opportunity to have full disclosure of all the risks and complications. For example, I mentioned FDA. On the actual package, it has a black box warning saying that there's a risk of excessive bleeding, that infections can occur and needing surgical intervention.